B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, were you ever a movie extra? 704-570-9595. You know, with the Oscars, you know, a lot of movies have been filmed right here in North and South Carolina. In fact, we have like a tax incentive for movies to be filmed here. And we've heard from quite a few of our radio family members who've been a part of movies. And I find it so amusing is not only are they part of a movie, but like the movie got really bad reviews. And that has to suck.
I know.
That you're an extra in a movie that, that nobody saw.
I know. And then you get a call like this, Roy. Like we have our friend Jenny in Matthews is on the MRL show. Good morning, Jenny.
Yes, I'm here.
So your movie that you were an extra in was actually nominated for an Academy Award. Robert De Niro was up for Best Actor, and yep. Juliette Lewis was up for Best Supporting Actress.
Yep. Yep.
It didn't win. They didn't win, but what movie was it?
Cape Fear.
Okay, so what was your role in that movie? Which, by the way, was like a 1990 something, right?
Yeah, 1990. I was in high school, and I went to St. Thomas Aquinas, and I grew up in Fort Lauderdale. And they were always doing stuff like that. And I was playing the band at the time. And so we're in the parade scene. But they filmed it down in Miami.
Nice.
And but we were there for like 3 days. And they got to meet all the actresses and actors and stuff like that. But you can probably just see my butt walking down the, playing the drums.
That's funny.
Wow, that's cool.
Down the parade scene.
Was De Niro floating around the parade scene in that movie?
Oh, yeah. It's when he's, like, standing and he's, like, looking across the parade scene like crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Robert De Niro was super crazy. The thanks, Jenny. The premise of... Oh, sorry, you wanted to?
I wanted to ask if she... Did you ever...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Meet De Niro on set?
We had connections through our high school, so we had to sit down and talk to all the actors and, you know, do question answering with them. But, you know, they served us lunch, and sometimes they would come over and get water with us.
That's cool.
That was it. Yeah, it was cool.
That to be with the extras.
We had our big uniforms on. It was horrible.
Good.
That was it.
Thanks, okay. Jenny.
Towards the trail.
Yeah. Right,
thank you.
Robert De Niro goes to jail and he comes out and he harasses his attorney, who is Nick Nolte, and his family in Cape Fear, North Carolina, but they filmed it down in Fort Lauderdale, she said.
Okay, this is Jeanette in Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, thank you. So it wasn't me. It was my dad. My dad got offered as an extra to be on the movie The Patriot, and he turned him down. He turned him down because he didn't know anything about the movie or who was going to be in the movie. And then later on, the movie come out, and he was like, oh, my God, I could have been up there with Mel Gibson.
I'm so amused by that. Like, because what I imagine, like, extras is, like, they put out, like, a casting call in, like, the local media and say, hey, listen, if you're here, $30, come hang out with us for a day. What did they want your dad specifically to do?
They just wanted him to be in the background because my dad at the time had long, dark, curly hair, and he fit the part of what they were looking for, and he turned him down, and then later on, the movie come out, like I said, Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger and all that was in there, and he was like, I could have been up there with the big dog.
That's awesome.
Thanks a lot, Jeanette.
Favorite movie now.
Oh, that's so funny. Thanks,
that's
Jeanette.
That's like in the movie, not the movie, the TV series Stranger Things. And one of our breaks, they were, I think just back in the holiday break, they're filming the new season down in Atlanta. And I put it in, I thought it'd be cool, and it'd be a cool story for the show for me to go be an extra in there. And the only role that they were looking for an extra was happened to be a movie clerk, and I didn't fit the description.
Yeah. Well, that's cool because Jeanette's dad did fit the description.
Yeah,
and so Scott's like, surely you want to be an extra. He's like, not really.
I'll pass on that. I love it.
Well, last night was the Academy Awards, and those were for the stars. This morning was for you, our extras, the MRL Show fam.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.